Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Off routine today with an episode to welcome in the equinox and Libra season. In the southern hemisphere where I am, it's the spring equinox, but if you're in the northern hemisphere, you're welcoming in the autumn or the fall equinox. The message is similar, but the energy is a little different. I'm going to cover both, but we'll mainly focus on the spring equinox just because the majority of my audience is in Australia. But like I said, the message and the significance is the same. The energy is just a little bit different, and I will cover both. Technically speaking, the equinox occurs when the sun is directly in line with the equator, and we experience an equal amount of day and night. On the equinox, night and day are nearly exactly the same length, 12 hours, all over the world. This is the reason it's called an equinox, derived from Latin meaning equal night. From a spiritual and energetic perspective, the equinox symbolizes a balancing of polarities, a moment of meeting on an equal plane, an opportunity for masc and fem, light and dark, day and night, yin and yang, to unite as one. And it could not be more timely that it coincides with Libra season, the month of seeking balance and harmonizing the polarities to avoid toppling over. This equinox also marks the halfway mark through the astrological year. Remember, the astrological year starts with Aries in March. So as we move from the end of September into early October, we're actually at the halfway point, which means it's a time of reassessment, checking in with yourself, checking in with your alignment, and then honoring the season that you're moving into. Southern Hemisphere folk, we are moving out of winter and into spring. And energetically, we're moving from this beautiful inner feminine reflective yin energy into an outer masculine yang action-based energy. Winter is a time to retreat, reflect, slow down, support, and nourish ourselves. It's a beautiful time to dream, to visualize, and to plan. And just like all cycles, the seasons don't leave us in a yin state too long. They invite in the spring energy of manifesting and creating after all of that dreaming and planning. So they work together. But here's the catch, and a timely catch too, with the climate strikes that have just taken place. We're kind of losing our seasons. Climate change, it's a thing. And we don't get the clear-cut energetic cues that we once got with the seasons. I know where I'm living in northern New South Wales, we've barely experienced winter. It's felt like spring, I'm going to say since late June, which is just the beginning of winter. So with this in mind, it's so important that we energetically align ourselves with the cycles, even if we're not getting those physical natural cues. Otherwise, we risk losing our balance and our natural rhythms. For my friends in the Northern Hemisphere, you are moving out of summer into autumn or fall. Energetically, that means moving from this outer masculine yang energy into the inner feminine yin energy. So you're doing the opposite to what we're doing in the southern hemisphere. And even though location will determine how you experience these equinox energies, all of us will experience the equality and balance between light and dark energies during the equinox. In terms of the spring equinox specifically, the significance lies in the fact that daylight is increasing. Woohoo! We're not far from daylight savings now. I can already, I don't know if you guys can hear it. I'm actually going to try and take it out in editing, but just in case I can't, the cicadas are so loud tonight. It's about 5:45 on a Saturday night and it feels like summer. It's quite amazing. So yeah, daylight is increasing, life is returning, seeds are sprouting, cicadas are chirping, growth and expansion is happening before our very eyes. It's got a very similar energy to the new moon, which is coming up on September 29. It's all about new life, new beginnings, new paths, new opportunities. The symbolism of this equinox, whether it's spring or the fall equinox you're experiencing, is bringing equanimity to the entire earth. Yeah, it gives us as humans this opportunity to find balance within ourselves. This can be emotionally, spiritually, intellectually, energetically. With Libra season and the equinox both working with this energy, you're likely to experience it one of two ways. If you're in balance, you'll most likely find it a beautiful, love-filled month. If you're out of balance, you'll likely be forcefully pushed into balance, and the further off-kilter you are, the more you're going to feel it. Yeah? So I kind of like to think of the energy around this time of year as a magnet, and all it wants for you is for you is for you to be in balance, for you to be on an equal plane. If you are noticeably out of balance, it's going to try its hardest to whip you into shape. So that's going to feel quite forceful for those that are hanging out in one side of their polarity more than the other. I've already observed parts of my life that were a little unbalanced being stirred up and put through the washer in order to be better placed come Libra season. So I'm very interested to see how Libra season plays out now that I have the awareness around where I was off balance and I'm constructively trying to bring it into balance. In particular, Libra season is all about relationships. That may or may not be what I was just talking about. And when I say relationships, I mean relating to others and finding balance within those dynamics. It is an awareness of other, an acceptance of polarity, and an observation of what throws off your own balance when triggered by another. I refer to this a lot in terms of your personal vibration. You've probably heard me speak about it a lot on here, but it's so relevant with this equinox and Libra energy. If your personal vibration is in alignment, this is when you feel authentic and like the best version of you. Ask yourself, what weakens it? What strengthens it? What balances it and allows you to stay in alignment? And what pulls you directly out of alignment? This is the essence of Libra season. It's very easy to stay balanced when you're sitting alone in your room. But how can you maintain equanimity around other in relationships, and not just romantic relationships, in all situations when you're relating with another vibration, someone else's personal vibration? How does that align? Libra's objective is to equalize opposites and maintain peace, just like the equinox. To sustain this, Libra's strategy requires harmony, bringing two minds, energies, ideas, souls together in a peaceful union. We'll explore the energy of Libra in more depth with the Libra New Moon synopsis that will be posted later this week. But this time, this month, is a time for play, for finding beauty in yourself, your surrounds, and for finding beauty in the mundane, a real Libra gift. Libra is ruled by the planet Venus, and therefore it's very easy to love during Libra season. And with its emphasis on relationships, it will be no surprise if you find yourself more open to loving and being loved. Just watch for that balance I spoke of and be aware that true balancing of polarities comes from an ability to compromise. Yeah? What you have to be careful of is what you're compromising on. If you feel triggered or inflamed by mirror aspects of yourself that you're seeing within another, look for where you can compromise. Look for where you can harmonize. Look for where you can bring balance. But if you're compromising on your values and your own personal vibration, then balance and equanimity will never be achieved. So it's a futile pursuit. So while compromise is important, just be clear on what you're willing to compromise on and what you're not. Lastly, as we move out of Virgo season, we should have everything in order. That was the energy of Virgo, this very earth-based, practical, orderly, meticulous energy. So now that we're in Libra season, do allow yourself a little air, yeah? Some space to breathe, play, love, create, find beauty. In summary, I feel like I'm on the debating team. In summary, the equinox and Libra season are working together to bring you into balance. Work with the energy to make it easeful. Allow change and deaths to occur so you can fully step into the newness of spring or fall, depending on where you are. See the beauty in the unfamiliar and allow lessons, especially those shown to you through relating to others, to help you grow and expand. The Libra new moon is on September 29, Australian Eastern Standard Time, and on the 28th in the Northern Hemisphere. Expect a new episode to be dropping this Friday, as well as all new content for the next lunar cycle as part of your Lunar Lover membership. This month's guided meditation is centered around love and the vibrational energy of love and how we can work with it better. You'll receive new journal prompts in line with the energy of the Libra new moon. You'll also get access to Sunday's Libra New Moon Circle. That's on September 29 at 6:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. We're going to be working with the energy of rose quartz crystals and their ability to harmonize the polarities that come up with a Libra New Moon, especially in relationships. Plus, you also get all those other moon goodies that that comes as part of your Lunar Lover membership. If you're not keen to become a member, which is totes fine, but you definitely want to be part of that epic Libra New Moon Circle, you can join from anywhere around the world for just $29. There'll be a link to that in the show notes. Otherwise, head to jordanalevine.com. You'll see a tab at the top of the homepage for the online New Moon Circle. You'll also see a tab there for the Lunar Lover membership. If you can't join live, register anyway because you'll receive a recording a couple of hours after we finish. That comes through. And like I said, that's $29 if you're not a member. If you are a member, it's only $22 and you also get access to the Full Moon Circle on, when's that going to be? October 14. That's for the Aries Full Moon. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a screenshot of it and share it to your Instagram stories and tag me at Jordana Levine. If you're not much of a sherry person, that's a-okay. At least tell one of your friends about it so they can have a listen and start to feel aligned with this equinox and Libran energy. And if you're in the mood to write a review, I would love for you to leave one on your favorite podcast app. Until next moon, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.